Welcome to Zen's Podcasts.
Questions I have right now.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Welcome to the Dinner Pod. Question time with Zen. Zen will administer a podcast. You'll ask questions. Miles is right here. And action.
Well, here I am, Zen, plus my dad, Joe, and brother Miles. Today I'm asking Joe about his life as a kid, teen, and adult. So, Joe, what did you really like when you were a kid?
A lot of stuff I like now. I like pickles. I love bubble gum. There's this bubble gum. Aw, good boy. There's this bubble gum called, I can't remember the name of it, but it used to have a candy coating around it. And then there was the gum, and then there was like a liquid center. Man, you're really burping, Will. And I used to like that. I used to like ride my bike all the time. I got an orange bike like yours when I was a kid. I used to ride it everywhere. When we were kids, we wanted to play video games, because I used to play as much as you do now. We didn't have a gaming system, I don't think, in our house. Maybe we did. It was called Odyssey, which is kind of like your Xbox, or kind of like your Nintendo GameCube. But we used to go to arcades. And to get money, this old friend of mine I grew up with named Matt used to find cans on the side of the road, and they used to have these big things called can banks. Like, we took the money to the other day. We'd throw cans in, and like, tops of cans, and we'd get just enough to get a quarter, and we'd race over to the arcade and play games. But we just rode bikes, did forts, did all kinds of stuff. It was pretty cool. I was back in the 80s. Now everybody thinks the 80s is cool. Like Nick.
What do you think was cool in your teenage life?
I like my favorite, one of my favorite bands was MC Hammer. He was a rapper, and he used to sing Can't Touch This. That was pretty big. I was a big runner. Miles, let's not do that, okay? Thank you. No more pushing that over. I was a runner. I wrote. I was a photographer for the newspaper, that's when I started taking pictures. And I used to take with that old Pentax in there, and I used to develop my own film and do all that. I used to be a big, big sports fan. That's really what I wanted to do when I was in high school, when I was a teenager. Used to watch sports, used to go to sports, used to play sports, play baseball, ran. Wanted to be a broadcaster. That was pretty much my teenage years.
So, how do you like your life as now as an adult?
Best period of my life. We've got a family. Healthy, we're all, because we laugh a lot, and we have good times, and, it's a lot of fun. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Awesome.
So, do you still know any of your friends from when you were a kid that you sometimes visit or talk to?
Probably the only people that I keep up with that I knew kind of in high school, remember John Sweetwood? We didn't really hang out in high school, we kind of got together after high school. I talked to him, your mom yesterday about a friend that I used to know when I was in high school that I want to get in touch with. His name is Sean Bright. A lot of people that I knew in high school and stuff had families and kids before me, so they all like kind of moved away and did their thing. A lot of my friends that I have now I've met when I was an adult. Most of all the friends that I had junior high and grade school kind of have moved on, gone on and done other things. Kind of like Charlie moved away and you don't see him that much anymore. That's kind of what happened. Let's see, who would be the oldest friend that I keep in touch with? Probably the oldest and best friend I have now is Mark Summers. Remember him? Kind of a smaller guy. He's bald.
Yeah, I've
known him since he was a... Since we were kids, actually. Since we were like, well, the first time he ever met me, we were over at a friend's house when I was probably about your age, or a little older. And I accidentally broke this big light fixture that was in a friend's house. And I went back behind something to get something and it knocked over and went... And I got in a lot of trouble. But he remembered that. and I had long hair. I used to go to World of Fun all the time. That was another thing I did when I was a kid.
Yeah.
We had season pass, and we'd get dropped off in the morning, go to World of Fun, play T-ball and arcade games, and ride rides all day. It was pretty cool.
So what kind of friends did you have in your teenage life?
A lot of my friends were people that I used to run cross-country with, cross-country and track. And they were all, my best friend, his name is Shane, he was a pretty cool kid. We used to collect baseball cards and play sports, we played wiffle ball all the time. That's where I got my baseball skills and basketball skills with Ben, and he was a big sports guy. But he got married probably in his early 20s. Has probably two or three kids now. They're probably Nick's age because he had them so long ago.
I have a friend who's an adult right now, and I just had as a kid.
Well, I don't really keep up with friends that I had when I was a teen, and all my friends now that I have, I don't keep in touch with. When your mom and I met, that was around the time that I was really hanging out with him a lot. And since then, I'm completely home all the time and hanging out with you guys, so I don't really see my friends. I only instant message them or talk to them every once in a while and see them every once in a while, but when I see them, it's cool because it's been so long. So yeah, my friends, that were pretty cool.
So, can you tell me what some of your friends look like when you were a kid?
They're all like the kids you see in school. They're all kind of, like when I was a kid, I was short, and then I grew up, and I shot up overnight. But they all had that kid look. They all had glasses and braces, and spit running out of their lips, and tore up shoes, and markers all over their pants, and weird hats, and weird faces. So yeah, they were all kind of how they looked.
Same question for any teenage
life. They were all about as goofy as they were when they were kids. They were just a little older and bigger. But they were all goofy balls. Goofy wally ballies.
Yeah. So, can you tell us how you liked your life as an adult?
It's pretty cool. I always used to say when I was a kid, I can't wait till I grow up. I was a kid all the time, and now that I'm grown up, I'd like to be a kid again because you don't have to pay bills, you can run around, play games, you can do things, you don't have as many responsibilities, but I still like being an adult better, I think.
Why did you like to be an adult?
Well, because I lost my sense of being a kid and my imagination and my sense of not acting like an adult all the time. So if you can retain your sense of not growing up and being doing art and laughing and making people laugh, I think you could always be kind of a kid. But it's just kind of cooler as an adult because you know more, you understand more. But life makes much more sense. Like the concept right now of, like, I don't know, your family structure right now and what your, like, auction, your grandpa auction did throughout his life, you don't probably really completely understand that when you're an adult, you will. The concept of God, the concept of this country that you live in, all these things become much clearer the older you get, and it makes everything that much better. So that's it. You're done. You got Miles? Okay. So is that it for our first inaugural podcast.com?
Yep.
Okay. Just hit the, okay, well, see you later, folks.
All done.
Want more? Go to DominoWeb.com, the home of time wasting.